Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologist. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, a little happy early Halloween. Tonight is game 7 of the World Series, so hopefully we can watch these Nationals whoop some butt because I have a lot of friends living in D.C. and I don't feel like seeing all of them post that they lost.
All right. The road team has won every game of the World Series. The first time in postseason history, the road team won the first 6 games. It's pretty impressive. The Nationals are on the road. I picked the Nationals last night in Game 6, and I'm picking them again tonight in Game 7. And then we'll go ahead and just get into it this week. My lock record is 12-11-3 now, so above 500 still. Katie is 1-0. She picked the Saints, -10, and Drew Brees first game back. And Drew Brees had to come back, so because the Saints are on bye this week, and they couldn't have Drew Brees couldn't have Teddy Bridgewater talk going on for 2 weeks, so he came back. And then Katie's lock this week is Colts -1. The Colts just snuck out a win against the Broncos on a great throw by Jacoby Brissett to T.Y. Hilton. Does Andrew Luck make that play? Who knows? Because he's retired. But so Katie's going Colts, and then she's still alive in Survivor too. Who's your Survivor pick?
My Survivor pick is the 49ers this week. It's getting a little tougher trying to pick someone I haven't picked yet.
Yeah, the Bills and Patriots are good picks. Or no, not the Patriots. The Bills and anyway, teams we've already used are good picks. Last week we picked the Rams.
This is me.
This is us.
This is me.
We're going to split the money if we win. Yeah, I think there was like 200 people left last week. I didn't look this week. But there's probably like 170, 180. All the teams that were supposed to win last week won. Rams, Steelers. So, but Patriots won. But all right. And then, so Katie's lock is Colts -1. I've got 7 locks this week. So let's go ahead and get to them. I like Barcelona -1 against Levante. Messi and Suarez were on fire midweek. Messi had 2 goals and 2 assists. I just like Barcelona to keep it going. And then I like Bayern -1.5 at even money. Bayern haven't covered since October 1st when they smacked Tottenham 7-2, I believe it was, when Serge Gnabry had 4 goals. I like Bayern to get back on the winning ways against Frankfurt this week. They haven't really been losing games, but they've been winning. They've been keeping them close. And then I like Liverpool -1.5 at even money against Aston Villa. Yeah, Liverpool just beat Arsenal 5-4 on penalties. Or 6-5 on penalties, excuse me. It's a pretty amazing game. A lot of youngsters had some amazing goals. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, the former Arsenal man, had a pretty nice goal for Liverpool. Even Katie was impressed by it. And then moving on to college football, I like Vanderbilt +16 against South Carolina and the Gamecocks. Vanderbilt are 1-7 against the spread in their last 8, but I like them to change things here. Ryan Helsky for South Carolina has been inconsistent. They have 1 touchdown over the past 2 fourth quarters, the South Carolina does. Keyshawn Vaughn at running back for Vanderbilt is pretty amazing. The starting right tackle for South Carolina is out, and their 2 running backs, A.J. Turner and Dowdle, are both out for the Cox. So, yeah, I like Vanderbilt +16. I like Colorado State -8. Warren Jackson is a stud wide receiver for Colorado State. The Rams. UNLV gives up over 400 yards per game, and Colorado State averages more than 400 yards a game. So I like Colorado State to score like 45 points in that one. I bet on the Panthers last week against the 49ers, and they got destroyed by the 49ers. I like the Panthers in a bounce-back game versus Tannehill and the Titans. Panthers are at home. Carolina has something to prove. Last season, this is where their season fell apart. And so I think they know that. They'll use what they learned last year. At least I hope they do as a Panthers fan. What do you think, Katie?
I think that
KD's Giants lost a close one to the Lions, but Saquon Barkley had an awesome play where he spun move one guy and then just shoved another guy to the ground.
John acts like he's a Giants fan.
I'm a Saquon.
Enjoys watching the game with me and then still enjoys the game when they lose because his fantasy team wins with Saquon.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
I'm 4-0 in game Saquon plays this year. And I'm
0-4. 0-3.
0-4.
I know, I've heard that before.
Nobody cares about just my fantasy team, but it is. He's a pretty amazing human being. And then finally, I like the Packers -170. Rodgers against Rivers. That line's going up, so get it while it's hot. Aaron Rodgers, he made about 4 amazing plays. Devontae Adams might be back, should be back. Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones were just amazing, especially Aaron Jones. And the Packers' defense is better than it has been in past years. Phillip Rivers looks like a rookie quarterback when he gets blitzed. I mean, Rivers has 9 kids. He has more important things to worry about than football. And then my parlay won last week, which is pretty awesome. This week, the parlay is 49ers on Thursday night, and then Saturday, college football. I like, or one of these games might be on Friday, but I like Boise State, Tennessee, Auburn, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, App State. And then on Sunday, to round it off, I like the Buffalo Bills at home against the Redskins, the R words. So 49ers, Boise State, Tennessee, Auburn, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, App State, and the Bills. Pittsburgh plays Georgia Tech. They're the lowest money line, but I just like their defensive line to eat. And then here's some stats. This one I heard on the Bill Simmons podcast, but it's kind of funny. Tom Brady, guess how many times he's won 10-plus games in a row in his career, Katie?
5.
7 times. Isn't that pretty impressive, though?
Mm-hmm.
He's won 10-plus games. That's 70 games. 7 times 10. That's pretty amazing. And then the NFC East, the division your Giants are in, they are 6-15 against opponents outside of their division. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then the NFC West, which is the Rams, Seahawks, those teams. I'm trying to think who else is in the division. Cardinals. They are 18-6-1 against opponents. Other opponents. So it's just kind of interesting how different those two divisions are. But anyway, that's all I got this week. A quick episode. Katie and I went to the UNC Duke game, and UNC won on a last second interception by a guy they recruited as a quarterback, Chaz Surratt. I'm going to the UNC UVA game again this week. Hopefully they win again. And then, yeah, it'd be really nice if the Panthers and the Tar Heels could win in a weekend so I could just be happy for 2 days in a row. Anything else you want to add, Katie?
Yeah, we'll add a late happy birthday shout-out to Mr. Sportsologist, John Douglas.
Oh, thanks.
Turned 25 on
Sunday.
Whoa,
don't tell me how old I am. I did. Happy Halloween to all of you. Thank you for listening. Hopefully our locks records continue to stay positive. John, out.
Katie's been out.
Fufu Lang, shit, I ain't with it. I sent some shots at your fit. I tell that retard. You didn't follow proto, buddy. You're done.